Blanket Cuddles. Written by Matt V. Sunflower and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Danny slash Jason and is part two of the author's Cozytober 2024 series. Summary. Dick learns more about Jason's relationship to Danny and persuades Jason to let Danny meet the family. Meanwhile, Danny is sleepy because it's 2 a.m., and he's got a nice, fuzzy blanket and a warm boyfriend to lull him back to sleep. Settled into an armchair in Jason's apartment, Jason and Danny's apartment, Dick reminds himself. Dick listens to the end of Jason's explanation on how he and Danny met. Danny wanders back in from wherever he's gone to get another blanket and tucks himself into Jason's side on the couch. He folds his legs under him and slots neatly against Jason's side. Jason puts his arms around Danny's shoulders and accepts the edge of the blanket the other man passes him, using it to cover his lap. Danny snuggles under the dark red fabric, almost entirely engulfed in its fluff. "Long story short," Jason says, "I died and met Danny in the infinite realms, and we really clicked. After I came back, he found me in Gotham, and we picked up right where we left off." He smiles down at Danny, who returns the gesture with a sweet smile of his own. Dick comes thoughtfully, watching the effortless interaction and pulling his own blanket up around him. It's cooler than normal in the apartment, likely due to the impending autumn, but apparently there are plenty of blankets around, which is new. "That's quite a long time," Dick finally says. He presses a hand over his heart and forms his face into an exaggerated pout. "And you've never brought him by for family dinners or anything like that. Jay, I'm wounded." "In my defense, I didn't want to scare him off." Danny's shoulders shake in a silent chuckle, and he frees one hand to sign. "I wasn't ready to meet all of the family. I know there are a lot of you, and I come from a very small town in the Midwest. I wanted time to settle in." Yeah, I guess that's fair. There are a lot of us," Dick says back, signing along with his words. "We were planning on formal introductions soon, actually." Jason tugs Danny onto his lap and readjusts the blankets around them, settling his chin on Danny's shoulder. Danny tilts his head to the side to softly bonk against Jason's. "How about family dinner sometime? Or if that's too much all at once, I could help coordinate some smaller group things," Dick offers. "Thank you," Danny signs sleepily, eyes drooping as he melts even further into Jason. Jason hums, carefully holding Danny while he dozes off. "Maybe." "You're afraid of what Bruce is going to say," Dick says softly. Jason's face twitches through several emotions before settling into an impassive mask. "I'm afraid he's going to say something that'll hurt Danny. He's been through a lot." "Sounds like it," Dick agreed. "If you met on the other side of the veil." Jason draws in a slow, deep breath and hugs Danny close. "Yeah. Don't ask him about it, though. It's sort of taboo." Dick nods seriously. "I'll warn the others before they meet him, just in case." Jason gives him a ghost of a smile. "Thank you. You should go. I'll get in touch soon to arrange for Danny to start meeting everyone." Taking his cue, Dick stands and neatly folds the blanket he'd borrowed. "I'll hold you to it. Sorry for coming by so late." Jason shrugs, careful not to jostle Danny. "He's good with weird, so don't worry about it." Sensing the end of the conversation, Dick makes his way back over to the window he came in through. "Oh, and Dick," Jason calls softly. "Come by again soon. I think it'll be good for him to get used to your weirdness before unleashing the family full force." Dick chuckles. "Sure thing. I'll come by in a few days. At a normal time. Jason raises an eyebrow and tilts his head meaningfully. Haha, yeah, at a normal time. Dick ducks out through the window and turns around to close it. And use the door next time, Jason calls after him. The end.